And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS. And Bruce, just to wrap up real quick on the NBA that we were talking about, Derrick Rose comes back from his injury that he's been out from just in time to play the Knicks Sunday night or tonight for the listeners. So that's a tragic story right there. But now into baseball, and we're gonna wrap the show up with some baseball here and some media news, really.
Fill me in.
The Red Sox manager, the skipper, has a new radio spot once a week in, get this, Bruce, New York City, of all places.
Okay.
He's going to be on one of the other stations here.
That's okay.
York on a weekly spot. How do you feel about the Red Sox skipper having a weekly spot on a New York station?
Well, I'm going to take a guess here, since you and I, you know, are pretty much at opposite poles anyway.
Uh-huh.
I would say that I think it's okay. And the reason I think it's okay is because when you get to Boston and New York in the American League, there are a lot of people who have been on both sides of that. There's a lot of New York fans from Boston that live in New York City now. There are a lot of Boston Red Sox fans who have come down from Boston in the last 30 years to New York, since they actually have jobs in New York City, as opposed to they had a lot of problems in Massachusetts for years, you know, with employment. And I think you just have kind of a big cross-section of stuff going on. Now, Bobby Valentine was one of the best athletes to ever come out of the state of Connecticut. He was an All-American high school football player. He was an All-American basketball player, or at least an All-State basketball player. And he was drafted, I want to say, in the first round of the Major League draft, you know, way back in like 19 in the 60s. He was a Yankee fan a long time before he was a Red Sox fan.
Right, and that's all well and good, but
right.
But
you don't like him even doing a show in New York, right?
If Emmitt Smith grew up in D.C.,
I see where this
but was
going.
A Cowboy his entire life, and then had a spot on in D.C., nobody would listen. Everyone would boycott it. There would be hell to pay. That just doesn't happen. Okay? Now, that's a Redskins-Cowboys rivalry that is one of the biggest in the NFL there.
I'd like to
all
add
right,
to that.
Right.
It's like when they have Troy, the quarterback for the
Troy
Dallas.
Aikman?
Troy Aikman calling Redskins games.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't like when that happens. Troy's a jerk.
It's like, keep a Cowboys fan away from a Redskins game. Okay? I don't want to hear him talking about it. Now, that's Redskins-Cowboys, one of the biggest rivalries in the NFL, and you can throw in the Steelers, Ravens. You know, if they had Troy Polamalu on a Baltimore station, nobody would like that.
Okay.
When this is Yankees Red Sox,
I agree. I understand why people would have a problem with that, but let me just say this. I want to get back to the Emmitt Smith thing. You know, sports radio in DC is okay. I was on 106.7 last year. I mean, They're fine. I love them. I love Mike Wise and CJ. I love some of those guys. I don't like a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
In my opinion, if Emmitt Smith made himself available to either station, I don't think Dan Snyder, I think he'd jump at the chance to have a celebrity like Emmitt Smith on his station, period. I know he would have loved to have him play football for him. And I think that on the other side, I don't think those guys would have a big problem with it. And this is baseball. But yeah. I got to tell you something. Yankees have been how long since – it's been 6 years since they won a series, right? I mean, it's been – no, I'm sorry.
No, no.
It's been 8 years. What? It's been – yeah, they haven't won since 2004, if I'm not mistaken. They won 4 rings in like 5 or 6 years.
Right.
They haven't won a fifth ring in a while. Boston has won 2 series since the Yankees won their last one.
No. The Yankees beat the Phillies a couple years ago.
Okay. Sounds good, Roy.
I got to pull that year up.
Yeah, don't ever say that. I'm pretty sure that it's been Boston. Boston beat, you remember when Boston beat the Yankees in the playoffs? and then they went to the World Series and they won. That was the first year they ever won. And you know who got the stolen base? A guy that played for the San Francisco Giants for a year after that, the first year Bochy was in San Francisco. He was a base stealer. He was an outfielder, and he stole the base that kept the game going, that turned the game around, that won it for him. But I'm going to tell you right now, forget about, you know, the radio show for
the
now.
The Yankees last won it in 2009.
Okay, and they beat who?
They beat the Phillies.
Okay, you're right. So when was the last time the Red Sox won?
2007.
Okay, and then they won it, what, in 2005 too?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's 2005 because yeah. I was
All
a
right.
freshman.
Now Baltimore, let's look at the standings right now because, Roy, you live in Baltimore.
I do.
The Baltimore Orioles are 2-0. This could be – take a picture of the standings, Baltimore people. This might be the last time you see yourself on the top line of this, but Boston is 0-2, Roy. They lost today to Detroit 10-0. The Yankees are 0-1. They lost a close one to Tampa Bay.
And they're losing
tonight.
And
they're getting beat right now. Yeah. Both of these teams are going to be 0-2. They get together for a 3 or 4 game series. I think it's a 4 game series at the end of April, right? And that's in Fenway Park. That's going to be – that'll tell us where both of these teams are. I honestly believe that the Yankees – are going to probably win the division this year. I think Tampa Bay will be close, but yeah. I think they'll be 4 or 5 games back. And I think the Red Sox might have their hands full with the Toronto Blue Jays for third place.
I mean, I agree. There's a new skipper in town in Boston, so there's a whole another ordeal that's going on there. It's going to be a little bit before they turn themselves around. But, I mean, the Yankees are loaded with talent. But and I agree with you about the stations. If they were to bring in a big name guy, then they would do
right.
it. But here, just to put things in perspective, I live in Baltimore now. When the Ravens played the Steelers, which is one of the biggest rivalries in the NFL right now, they did bring the Steelers guy on that week, not once a week for the whole season.
Correct.
Now, if this was the New York station bringing on him. During a 3-game series for the Sox, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Well, let me ask you a question. I'm guessing this is one of the more popular stations in New York doing this.
Yeah.
Do they do the Yankee games?
I don't believe that they are the flag station.
Well, because I'm going to say if they were the flag station for the Yankees, it never happened because they'd probably be in violation of their contract.
Yeah, I don't believe
they're
the flag station.
But the fact that they're a sports talk station – I think they can get away with murder doing that. And you know what? I like it, and I'll tell you why I like it. Let's just say for a second that New York wins their first 10 games against the Red Sox. Those are going to be some great interviews, don't you think?
It'll be interesting.
I mean, I would want to be the guy doing that. Bobby, so what do you want to talk about? Because I know you don't want to talk about a game because y'all suck. You know, I mean, what's going on?
I mean, the Red Sox had to have signed off on this, you know what I mean, to let their guy do this. So he wouldn't just bring, you know, hey, you want to come
right.
on once a week for the whole season? Oh, sure, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. I won't tell anybody about this. It'll be great. So the Sox knew this was going to happen, and they signed off on anyways. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It stinks of ratings. But I guess, you know, that's part of the business is ratings. But I hate it. As a Yankee fan, I would be furious if this was, you know, I don't like it.
I hear what you're saying, and it's obviously causing you some problems because you're stuttering.
I'm
like
stuttering. I don't understand.
Let's not worry about it too much, but I'm going to tell you something to worry about. If the New York Mets continue to win close games, you know, I'm looking at the teams and the divisions. We, you know, you and I like the Nats because we're from Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
But I like the Mets too because I love David Wright.
Yeah.
And I love this kid that's pitching that wrote the book, you know, Dickie. I love that kid. I think the Mets are going to figure out a way to stay in the hunt with Philly and Atlanta. I don't think Atlanta is going to do anything this year.
It'll be interesting to see who runs New York, either the Mets or the Yankees. But that's our show today. Thank you very much, Bruce, who's live in Augusta, Georgia for the Masters. This has been AM 1230 WFAS.